Good morning. I'm David Warnock, and welcome to Baltimore's Future. My guest today is Bart O'Reilly, one of my favorite Irishmen in Baltimore, winner of Baltimore Social Innovation Journal Award, who's doing some really remarkable things with disabled artists. Bart, welcome to the show.
Thank you, David. It's great to be here.
So give us a little bit of a few of the vignettes on some of these extraordinary people.
Okay. So we have one artist called Erica Clark, who is very influenced by fantasy and things like that, video games, anime. But she has her very own unique style of working with watercolors. So we spend about a month making one watercolor painting and documenting every stage of it. Another one is Mandy McKinney, who's also very influenced by fantasy, and dragons would be her specialty. She draws a lot of dragons in pen and ink. So she's fusing pen and ink drawings and paintings with digital art. She's actually exporting them into computer with photographs and then working on paintings digitally and going back and forth that way. So I'm documenting all this.
These disabled artists are both cognitively as well as physically handicapped. Tell us a little bit about...
Not so much physically. It's more cognitively, like things like autism, Down syndrome, intellectual disabilities mainly.
So talk a little bit about what you plan to do with respect to the wider audience and a public projection of the art. Because, you know, it's showing alternative intelligence as well as it's showing alternative artistic capability.
Yeah, I mean, it's the next project I'm working towards is at the Why Not Lawton Station North, just a few blocks down on the corner of Charles and North Avenue. So that's going to be... It went through a review process by Station North and they approved it. It's going to be September 17th through that whole weekend. September 17th is a Thursday. So it's going to be with artists at Make Studio, but I've also branched out and I'm working with Project Place on Maryland Avenue, which is a homeless shelter. So Make Studio have been remarkably supportive in terms of giving me space in their building, materials, advice on grant writing and things like that from Jill Scheibler, their executive director. But I've also really realized that I need to take this to other outlets. And I'm really interested in serving underrepresented populations like disabled people, mental illness, homelessness, and perhaps addictions as well.
What do you learn from watching them create art?
Well, I learned that everyone sees the world in a unique and different way. And sometimes what's seen as a disability or what gets labeled or stigmatized as a disability can actually be turned into an advantage in a creative setting. You know, a lot of artists kind of worry about their technical skills and what they can do and what they can't do and comparing themselves to other figures in art history. But I really learn a kind of a freedom from watching them work because they don't seem to get caught up with that stuff that us professionals with MFAs get caught up with. You know, they just go for it and do what they feel, which is refreshing.
Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me.
Good. For more of this interview with this Baltimore Social Innovation Journal winner, visit www.warnockfoundation.org or wypr.org.